On this morning's programme, the best-selling US author who's produced a roadmap as to how climate change can be reversed and the part every business can play. Colin MacDonald, Chief Executive of Fine Grain Property, on why Irish business parks can prove such a sexy investment attraction. And we review latest developments on the markets. Very quickly, Fine Grain Property, which this week brought its investment in business parks around Ireland over the past 3 years alone to €175 million with the acquisition of the West Park Business Campus beside Shannon Airport in Clare. Colin, thanks for coming in. You've been based in Singapore for the last 30 years of your life in hospitality sector and the property sector. But Fine Grain, you've really brought Fine Grain to Ireland over the last 3 years, business parks in particular.
Yeah, we're focused on the business park sector, and we're very focused on meeting the needs of the multinational investors that come to Ireland that are employing people across the country. Those people generally are not tied to being in Dublin. They're often seeking to be elsewhere in the country in one of the many clusters that have been set up around the country for industry to invest. We look at locations which are close to third level institutions, where there's high quality infrastructure, where there's a good pool of trained employees, and actually clusters where there are like-minded businesses. So investors coming from overseas will look for businesses like them and invest alongside of those people.
Now, IDA Ireland does a great job in getting regional spread for new foreign direct investment and for retaining what we have there. But a lot of commentators might worry that if there's a downturn or major changes to our tax regime, that it's the multinationals based outside of Dublin that might be first hit. That's not obviously a worry that either you or your investors have in terms of your long-term investment in these business parks.
Indeed. You know, actually, Catherine referred earlier to Ingersoll Rand. Ingersoll Rand first came to Ireland in 1997. They bought Thermo King in Galway. That was a manufacturing business. It has since grown to provide services to Ingersoll Rand's business across Europe. And in 2002, they invested in Swords and their facility in Swords, where they're also providing global services. That's a great example. Businesses come to Ireland, they set up one function, and we've often seen them over a 20 or 30 year period continue to expand and grow because the workforce is there, because it's an English-speaking, euro-denominated economy, and because there's an opportunity to develop their business out of Ireland. In fact, sometimes we've seen reverse acquisitions whereby Irish executives end up running those organisations internationally, and that's a trend that doesn't do any harm for Ireland.
Now, you're an Irish-owned, an Irish-based firm, but a lot of that €175 million in capital that you brought in to date does come from Asia, from Singapore, where you have your own bases and your own relationships. Is provincial Ireland, business parks in provincial Ireland, a hard sell to those investors?
It's certainly not an obvious sell. And being quite frank, you know, Ireland from Singapore is a long way away. So a lot of...
Do they even know we're not part of the United Kingdom and not leaving the EU?
And that's often the first question, you know. So that's been a question that we've had to explain. But frankly, the Irish government is doing a great job explaining that. The embassy in Singapore and the various ministers have come through over the years have been able to explain that and to clarify that. So we get over that hurdle. It's then a matter in Singapore of comparing Ireland to Singapore, because they're very similar places. They attract businesses for the same reasons. They're well-educated English-speaking populations. They're on the periphery of a large trading bloc. It's reasons that the same investors are in both places.
And I've read that you believe you'll bring an Asian sensibility to your investment approach long-term, and working with your tenants on a long-term partnership basis to provide what they want.
Absolutely, yeah. We believe in I guess, principles which may have an Asian root, but I think they have an Irish root as well. We believe in being reliable, in being effective, and being collaborative. And we don't think that business needs to be competitive. We believe in working with our partners, which includes our clients, first and foremost. It's the people. We don't think that we should have an adversarial relationship with our tenants. We have a collaborative working relationship with our clients.
200,000 square feet already developed at the West Park Business Campus, right beside Shannon Airport. Another 300,000 potential square feet, potential development there. Are you hopeful you will develop that over time? And what other plans have you?
Yeah, so... You know, we will always work to meet the needs of people who are growing businesses around the country. We've already developed two LEED Gold sustainable buildings. One is in Galway, it's 50,000 square foot. Another is in Limerick in Plassey, completing very shortly, and again, about 50,000 square foot. Those are both meeting the needs of growing businesses in those locations. In Shannon in particular, the two buildings that we've acquired are full. The previous management at Shannon have done a really superb job. It's a wonderful facility. And the businesses, there's an aviation innovation hub there. So GECAS are there, AerCap are there. These are global businesses, and other businesses come to be around them. So we'd anticipate that to meet those requirements, we'll be developing within that park.
€175 million that Finegrain has brought into the mix over the last 3 years alone. Can you see that level of investment continuing over the next 3 to 5 years?
Yes, I mean, you talked about long-term stable investment. That's what we believe in doing. So we'll continue to grow the investment to meet those requirements. The next step for us is around build-to-suit for people who are investing into the country. At the moment, there just aren't those solutions for foreign direct investors entering Ireland. We'll also look at sale and leaseback to allow people to release money that has been tied up in properties back into their trading businesses and allow us to take on the headache of managing the property on their behalf.
So you'll, like the IDA, you'll be looking at businesses that are planning to come here and sit down and look for their to meet their needs in advance?
Absolutely. And 70% of new investments from multinationals in Ireland come from existing multinationals in Ireland who are growing their businesses. That's something that we'll be working closely with people around the country.
Okay, Colin MacDonald of Finegrain Property, thanks for coming in to talk to us this morning. Coming up, David Bergen of Good